Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and thank you also to the G77 and the European Union for their comments. I'll start with the questions from the G77. In terms of online activities and how UNCTAD has implemented these, I alluded to it briefly during my my presentation, and I'll be happy to provide some more details. For example, some colleagues from the Train for Trade program who already had quite a bit of experience in the area of providing online training came up with quite a strong input and support to one of the COVID-19 projects that I mentioned, and that were and that was funded by the development account. And this is only one example. There have been quite a few other technical cooperation projects and programs that have switched physical training, in the field training, to online training activities. It is, of course, not always the best way to implement technical cooperation. I think it's really a question of looking at each situation individually and deciding whether it's really the best solution to go for online activities or not. In terms of the self-financing and the 3% of the funds that that we receive from developing countries that are used for the benefit of other developing countries, this is basically a contribution. These 3% represent a contribution from China that funds several divisions within the house. It's usually a yearly contribution that we receive from China, and that goes to the investment division, and I would need to check to which other divisions it also benefits, but I'll be happy to get back to you with more precise information on that. And the same goes for the business facilitation. The question on business facilitation and the project of $2.2 million. I will get back to you with more detailed information on that later on. I also take good note of the EU's intervention, there was another point on the technical cooperation strategy and the update of the implementation. So, one of the main points that we are now looking at is update and the review of UNCTAD's toolbox that I mentioned. That this will clearly be guided by the Bridgeland Covenant and the technical cooperation strategy that was approved in June. So we are working on that, and that is the main point that we are looking at this moment in time. I take good note of what the European Union has stated, and and very much appreciate the European Union's contribution to UNCTAD's technical cooperation. I think I can only agree with what was stated, and there was no real question, so I leave it at that. Thank you.